Veteran Alaska journalist Bob Tkach has died. He was 61. With his gravelly voice and dogged interviewing style, Tkach was a fixture in the state capitol press corps for more than 20 years. KTOO's Casey Kelly has more.
Bob Tkach peppered his share of Alaska politicians with a seemingly endless line of questions. Here he is grilling Governor Sean Parnell at a press conference in March after Parnell criticized an Environmental Protection Agency law enforcement raid of interior mining camps.
The law that says you can shoot anybody that's threatening you if you're in a legal place among miners who commonly carry guns has no impact here?
There's no facts right now that says that a federal officer or a miner pointed a gun at anybody, so we're not talking about that issue right now. Anybody else on a different topic?
Tkach also had his lighthearted moments, such as this 2004 exchange with then-Governor Frank Murkowski.
Look, why didn't he bring it up during the regular session when one senator brought up a vote on income tax, brought up a vote on sales tax?
I cannot imagine he wants me to speak for him.
Former Administration Commissioner Becky Holtberg was Murkowski's press secretary at the time.
Bob really liked to get under people's skin if he could, and he'd kind of know when he did, and he'd keep poking, keep going.
Holtberg says she always respected the job Tkach was trying to do. She doesn't remember the issue, but says there was one exchange in particular where she tried to step in to prevent the governor from saying something he might regret.
Ultimately, I was physically trying to maneuver my body between the governor and the podium to try to get the governor out of the room, because Bob had really accomplished what he wanted to accomplish, which was getting the governor riled up. And when people are upset, they tend to be very quotable and not always in a good way.
Former APRN Juneau correspondent Dave Donaldson began covering the Alaska legislature about the same time as Tkach. They worked near each other in the Capitol press room for 21 years. Though they were friends, Donaldson says even fellow reporters sometimes got fed up with Tkach's aggressive style.
Bob would not let go, and he would go forever. And, yeah, it did get a little annoying every once in a while, but the fact is that he came closer to really doing the job that we all ought to be doing than a lot of people who say, okay, thank you, and hang up.
In September 1991, Tkach was beaten and stabbed in an apparent mugging in Juneau. A New York Times story about the incident is still one of the first search results when you Google his name. Donaldson remembers visiting him in the hospital.
He couldn't talk, so he was trying to draw notes, and he finally got it across to me that the reason I was there was to call his publisher and say he'd be late for deadline.
Tkach worked or freelanced for several Alaska media outlets, including KTOO. In recent years, he wrote for Alaska Legislative Digest and the Alaska Journal of Commerce. His stories also appeared in national and international publications. In 1994, he started his own subscription news service, Laws for the Sea, about the commercial fishing and seafood industry. He lived alone on his boat in Aurora Harbor and often spent his free time at Augustus Brown Swimming Pool. Juneau police say they responded to a report of a death at Tkach's downtown office Tuesday and found his body. The death is not considered suspicious. His body has been taken to the state medical examiner's office in Anchorage for an autopsy. Tkach was originally from Ohio, where friends say he still has family. Services are pending. In Juneau, I'm Casey Kelly.